Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
104.3 Jams, we're opening up the phone lines right now. Krista was telling me that an Illinois lawmaker wants to outlaw violent video games in hopes of reducing crime. What's your name, caller? Where are you calling from?
Chris, from the west side.
Hey, Chris.
Look, that dude needs to get him some business and find something else to do with his time.
Why do you think that?
You don't think Grand Theft Auto has anything to do with our carjackings?
No. First of all, these dudes that's out here carjacking folks not in the house to play video games. Mm. They've too busy out here carjacking and doing other stuff.
Well, what Democrat Marcus Evans Jr., he's saying that video games at a younger age is influencing the youth to be violent. So I don't know if he's necessarily saying people who are carjacking are playing violent video games. I think he's saying the accessibility to violent video games with our children is what's kind of spawning that.
These little kids that's playing these video games, where are they getting them from? The parents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the parents need to step up and be more responsible and know what they're buying their kids.
Okay, that's valid. That's absolutely valid. I do not disagree with
that. Yeah, I agree with you, Chris. And I always said in my house, if you're going to be playing games or anything on the computer, it's going to be right in the kitchen. Okay, it's going to be on a table where I can see you, because they're just downloading these games left and right these days. Like, where are they getting the money? I just really don't know.
Because they asking the parents for these video games, and the parents just saying, yes, sure, you can get it, without doing their research first to find out what this game is about.
Okay.
So don't punish everyone else that's playing video games. Don't punish the video game makers. Punish the parents.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Punish somebody. Step up and do your job, right?
Yeah, it has to do with the parents, for sure. I agree with you.
Thank you.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You too, Chris.
Take care.
Krista, do you agree with Chris? Do you think we need to ban violent video games in Chicago like Grand Theft Auto?
I'm actually, Chris made a very valid point. I'm wondering if the lawmaker is specifically talking about banning video games for the youth or banning them in general across all boards, even with like adults, because is that like insinuating or inciting people to be more violent, even people who are in their adult years? I agree with Chris. The way that he said that it's on the parents to kind of filter and really watch their kids and pay attention to what, you know, their kids are doing and playing. But again, I'm not a parent, so I don't know how hard that is.
Yeah, and I feel like we have bigger issues. It's not just the video games.
Yeah.
It's
mental health.
It's mental communities.
And it takes a village type, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, and stricter gun laws. We got that going on too. So I think you're right, Krista. I just think there's a lot of things happening, which is why, you know, more youth are prone to violence. I wouldn't just put all my eggs on video games.
Boom. We agree.
Boom.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.